Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey, ma'am?
How long is the survey?
Less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Am I speaking to Veronica Walker?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you... Okay, yes. Okay, just a moment. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we'd really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. What is your age?
58.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm going to say an 8.
Okay, thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote 8? In your own words.
I'm a registered voter, and I think my vote counts, so I vote in every election.
Okay. Just writing everything you said. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm satisfied.
Would that be very or just satisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I'm not going to answer.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages are or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
I'm keeping up.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each,
hold on. Somebody's at my door. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hi.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm fine. I had a party, so I understand.
Okay.
Enjoy. It was not going to bother me. I appreciate you coming to let me know, but congratulations. But
party got a little bit bigger than I thought. Mm-hmm. It sounds like. I just want to let everyone know what's going on.
That's fine. They can park. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right. I'll start all over. Now I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important voting is for you. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, the first one is ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. Would that be 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, 10, most important? You can still pick any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Okay. Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future. Would that be 0, not important at all, somewhat important, most important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Would that be 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, 10, most important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. Would that be 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, 10, most important?
I mean, I would say an 8.
Okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Would that be 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, 10, most important?
Most important.
Mm-hmm. Fighting back against racism and discrimination, 0, not important at all, somewhat important, most important?
Most important.
Thank you. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers, 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, 10, most important?
Most important.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. I'll read them out to you. The first one is bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. 2, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. 3, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. 4, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. 5, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. 6, tackling inflation and improving the economy. 7, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom. You can choose up to 2.
Well, economy needs to improve.
Okay. That's
kind of thing.
Okay.
And whatever deals with the racism and stuff with dividing the country, I mean, I'm just not with it right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, I still need to hear both candidate policy and stuff, so I'm not at liberty right now to say which one I'm leaning for right now.
So combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and tackling inflation and improving the economy. Okay.
Right, yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just please say so and we'll move on. Number one, Cornel West. You can rate it from 0 to 100.
Meaning, do I know him?
Actually, the names is saying if you are favorable towards that person, the zero means you're very cold.
Okay, I'm favorable toward Cornel West.
Okay. So that would be from what number, from 0 to 100? How favorable are you? 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like in between. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Zero means 80.
Okay.
And Kamala Wet, Harris.
80.
Donald Trump.
No opinion right now.
Okay. Barack Obama.
90.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Not favorable.
So that would be from 0 to 100?
Zero. I don't like the way he's talking right now.
Okay. Democrats and Congress.
Democrats and Congress?
Yes.
You have names or are you just saying the party?
No, these are just the names that it's saying on here for...
I know, but are you going to specifically ask about a name, or are you just talking about the party itself?
The party itself, the Democrats, Democrats in Congress. Yes, party itself.
No opinion right now.
Okay.
I don't need the party. So if you're going to ask about the Republicans, no, the same answer right now.
Okay. Yes, it just doesn't really specifically say anything. Just Democrats in Congress, but they're talking about the party. Hakeem Jeffries, the next one.
Hakeem Jeffries, I don't know that name.
Okay. Thank you. And now it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided right now.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure. I need to hear their policies and what they're going to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Undecided.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. There's two statements. I'll read the first one. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I mean, I agree she's going to be, yeah.
Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Second statement, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm just going to have no opinion on that because I think that's a racist statement right here.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first.
How long is this survey? How much longer do we have?
We are 52% is 100%. The questions go really, they're really short.
I mean, because, I mean, this is, you said less than 5 minutes, and we're into it now.
I'm sorry.
I know I have other stuff that I want to finish up doing.
Would you like to reschedule another time? We can finish this some other time if you like, if you're very busy.
If you don't mind.
That's okay. We're going to go ahead and reschedule. All right. Well, when is the best time for you?
Like early, like 6 o'clock or something like that.
Okay, perfect. Would that be sometime next week or tomorrow?
Yeah, sometime next week.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking your time today. All right. Have a great evening. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.